Jerusalem is ruled and trodden down by Gentiles at this moment. Therefore, the men who rule the world are Gentiles. They have been Gentiles since 70 AD, and it is Gentiles today, and I maintain these Gentiles are white. They are wicked, white, Gepetic Gentiles who rule the world, and thus they presently rule Jerusalem. The Jews do not rule Jerusalem. They do not rule the world. The Jews in power are subject to the Pope and his white Gentile power structure that rules the world.
Can you... go ahead.
Okay, now that we have that major plank taken care of, we'll see that the white Gentiles that rule the world are, first and foremost, the high-level Jesuits, the Black Pope, and thus his 2% of the professed Jesuits of the Fourth Vow under extreme oath. They rule the world. These Jesuits then rule the entire society, the Company of Jesus, and these high Jesuits also rule international Illuminized Freemasonry, because Freemasonry was united and Illuminized after the Council of Wilhelmsbad in 1782 and after the French Revolution and Napoleonic Wars, so that ultimately by the end of the 19th century, all of Freemasonry is Illuminized, all the top Masonic leaders are controlled by the Jesuits, and therefore the Jesuits bring about their design for world government under a pope of their making through their international war horse, which is Scottish Rite, Illuminized Freemasonry, as well as Grand Orient, York Rite, and all the other subordinate Freemasonries. So this is how they rule. The white Gentiles ruling the Jesuit order controls the international Scottish Rite Freemasonry, all Illuminized Freemasonry, as well as all the other secret societies, including Opus Dei, Skull and Bones, Knights of Pythias, Knights of Columbus. These are all subordinate societies to the Jesuit order through their control of Illuminized Freemasonry.